It's an ang event. We're used to looking at a bar mitzvah bacha. Bacha, when he reaches 13 years old, he's a gadol. He's a bar mitzvah. Bemis, it's not so pashut. The ikar din of gadlus is the halach mash mesinai. The shia is mishaheri samanim. He brings samanim. He has shtei sairis lamata. Let's take a din of gadlus by a cotton becomes a gadol and a cotton becomes a gadol when they bring shtei sairis. It's a shear, it's an amount. It's a shear like all shearim. The Gemara in Sukkah says, all shearim in all mitzvahs, exayis by mitzvahs achila, shear zayin and zayin of Sukkah, all shearim is a halach mash mesinai. This shear is also a halach mash mesinai. That a gadol is someone that brings shtei sairis. Where do the numbers 12 years old for a girl and 13 years old for a boy come from? It's a Gemara needed up and above. It's a memory of Rava. The Gemara says, when a ketana reaches 12 years old, you don't have to be bodig if she has samanim. Chazaka if he has samanim. It's a chazaka that she brought samanim. And the same thing for a boy. When he reaches 13 years old, it's a chazaka that he brings samanim. You don't need bodika. Otherwise, you'd have to possibly be bodig to see if they brought two sairis. But the Gemara says, it's a chazaka de Rava, it's called because Hashem Rava, who said the member, that anyone that reaches that age, it's a chazaka that they brought samanim. What's my chazaka? Chazaka literally means it's an established fact. And the Gemara Chulin, Tafir Aleph explains, Menolan, that we go by the chazaka Medaraisa. Whenever you have a suffix, you assume it goes by the chazaka. The Emes Sachari, it's B'nafash Neim, why is it a chazaka? Al-Khari, this should be a roiv. Achari Rav is saying a roiv, that roiv children when they reach 13 they have two sairis. So I don't really understand why the Gemara calls it a chazaka, shekel tzarachim, but the Gemara calls it a chazaka. That's a chazaka. That you think is a.
It's the same
concept.
It's not a
chazaka in
Korach.
Right.
It's a
chazaka. Uh huh. I hear. Okay. So. Because all he's saying the Gemara
Bava Basra. There are things that you name on, they happen.
Right.
It's an each group, it's not one that's told the other. Not because you have a hand, you have this, because the goof grows at that stage. So it's a chazaka that the goof grew. It's not because you have a goof.
Well,
a bunch happened,
the male
of more is going to happen.
Well, we have Ruben Issa come on, Ruben Lessa come on. This should be a Chari Ruben Lessa come on.
More, but over here it's not because there's a bunch, because we're assuming that a goof grows. It's an assumption on the person. Let's say there's no one in the world besides one 30-year-old. We're assuming that it matured. Not really because that this label matured.
Yeah, okay. Okay, then you have to understand when is it called a roi, when is it called a chazaka. There's no big nafkamina. I mean, the Gemara Bavastu, the Hashag, Ruba Chazaka, which is other. But upon the Gemara calls it a chazaka. The Gemara is talking about the din of Mian. Mian is a din of Kedusha Ketana Derabana. Midaraisa, a Ketana cannot be Makabal on Kedusha. Midaraisa, a Ketana cannot get married. If you give a Ketana Kesa, Peshta Abiyah, you cannot be Mekasha Ketana. But Midaraisa, the Abiyah could be Makabal Kedusha. The father could be Makabal the Kedusha. Even when she's a Ketana. But the Yisayma, who has no father, Midaraisa, she cannot get married. She cannot become an Eishes Ish. She can't be Mekabal Kedusha, and she has no father to be Mekabal Kedusha. But the Rabbanan, Chazal Masakin, that Ima V'Acheh could be Mekabal Kedusha. Her mother and her brothers could be Mekadusha. But Chazal also Masakin, that in this case of Kedusha and Rabbanan, where the mother or the brothers married her off, she could be Memayin. Any time when she's a Ketana, she could say she changed her mind, she's Memayin, and she leaves. When she becomes a gedola already, she cannot be memayin. The Gemara of the Shaila is that as soon as she becomes a gedola, it becomes kedushin deraisa, or more poshut when she becomes a gedola and she's nivula, that's when the husband's makadosh deraisa, and that's why she cannot be memayin. The Gemara of Shaila and Yivam is stuff of test. But upon him, because when she's a katana, she can be memayin, and when she's a gedola, she cannot be memayin. So what's a gedola that she cannot be memayin? That's what the Gemara is going on. Rava said, as soon as she reaches 12 years old, even without being boydika, at that point already, she cannot be Mamayan. So the Gemara, and because we have a chazaka, that when a ketana shegiel chal shenaseh, when she reaches 12 years old, chazaka hevi yisamanim, she brought samanim. But the Gemara ends off, v'chi kama rabba chazaka lemiyan, aval l'chalitza boi v'dika. This whole chazaka de rabba, that we assume that a ketana reaches a certain age, that she brought samanim, she reaches 12 years old, she brought samanim, that's only b'negei miyan, but not b'negei chalitza. what's the chilek between me and the chalitza? Ah, you would think that it's the chumra, because you think it's the chumra, but no one learns that way. Because the mice, we'll get to it soon. The Kivega brings down three psakim for the Magen Avraham. That you see, the Magen Avraham doesn't mention the Gemara neither, but the Magen Avraham says in three places that there's a chilek between dinim deraisa and dinim derabanan. The dinim derabanan was semach on chazaka derava. Anything derabanan was semach, but anything deraisa would not semach on chazaka derava. The three cases are, the first Magen Avraham is in Siman Lamed Tes. The Magen Avraham says, the Mechaber says that a cotton cannot write tefillin. It's a cotton cannot write tefillin, cannot write Sefer Torah, cannot be a cipher to write mezuzahs. So the Magen Avraham, even if he's 13 years old, even if it's Gilin Chal Shnoisov, you should not be Simach HaChazaka D'Rava, because this is a Din D'Raisa. You have to have kosher tefillin. So for that you have to have Bedika. You have to wait until, you have to check the cotton, to see if he brought two sires. The Magen Avraham does it on, unless he's ben yiches, unless he reaches 18 years old. If he reaches 18 years old, then you don't have to check him. Then for sure, he brought two sires. All that friend of asking the Magen Avraham, where does he get this number yiches from? We don't find in the age of 18, we're going to get this halacha that it affects anything. The only place we find a shir ben yiches, the friend mentioned, is in Cheshem Mishpat, ben yiches hilchastayonim. To become a dayan, but you have to be at least 18 years old. But that's for a different reason, not because to become a gadol. That's pasha that the dvar should be in the skabel. If you can have a 15-year-old bach, a great ilu, you can good cheshem mishpat, you can pass him, but no one's going to take him serious. He has to be at least 18 years old for him to take him serious. But kapanim, where do we find the number 18? Benegei gadlus. That's kasha the Magen Avraham. So Rebbe Chaim say, and that Bemis the Magen Avraham says himself, someplace else, the shir is nismang zakenai, when his beard grows in. He doesn't have to keep the beard, even if Bacha shaves, but he's able to grow hair in his face. That's a siman that he had, that he brings simanim lamata also. The Bihalocha says that the simanim, the cyrus of the face, come after the cyrus shaltachtein of the bottom. So it's a kavachim, it's for sure. You know for sure that he brought cyrus on top, that he's a gadol. So some say it's nismali and some say it's roiv. Some say need roiv. But that's the other shit. But upon him, just to be simach on a bach who's 13, even 14, 15, or even 16, if he's not growing yet a beard, or at least very of a beard, he cannot write tefillin. Because since it's a din d'oraisa, we're not simach chazaka d'rava. The second Magen Avraham is in Hilchos Tefillah, Siman Nun Hey. The Magen Avraham says, to be mustaf to a minion, for chol davar shebekedusha, or even to daven for the amid, you could be simach on chazaka d'rava. Because that's the rabbanon. Have a minion, that's the Rabbanah. So that we Bacha reaches 13 years old, but Mr. Bacha, he's part of a minion. Let's see. The next Magen Avraham is in Hilchos Brichas HaMazon by benching. Sim Kuf Tzayv Tes. The Mechaber paskins that a Bacha Meshagi and Chal Shneisa, when he reaches 13 years old, he could be part of a Fezimon. He could be Fezimon. He could be Mezamen Olav. The Magen Avraham says on that, but that's only Fezimon. But for a cotton to be moitzi, a gadol and benching, I say for the reason a gadol wants a cotton, I mean, for mitzvah.
You're saying in the remote, Mechaba was even less
than 13. For, right, I'm saying in the remote, right, in the remote. But to be moitzi, for Bechus and Muslim, that's not in Shulchan Aruch, that's the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says, to be moitzi, for mitzvah, to be moitzi, some of Bechus and Muslim, that's the raisa. So that, the Magen Avraham says, you're not saying Mecha Chazaka Duraba. For that, you have to have Nismanai Zakenai. So the Kivegan learns, you see from these three Magen Avrahams, the Magen Avraham is basically making a chiluk between the Raisas and the Rabbanan. So anything with the Raisa, when not Simachan Chazaka Dorab, if anything with the Rabbanan, we are Simachan Chazaka Dorab. But Zakhtu Kivegan, what's the Makkah of the Magen Avraham? That's where it comes from.
Tomorrow, before you
give what's the name? Yeah. Oh, that's the Safak of Shuma.
It has to be with the Raisa, that's something you give them. That's something, right? That's your tears, man. Not just God to decide something you give.
You say
that
you're doing
it,
it's not
tomorrow,
that's something
you give anyway.
Well, like Gitsi says, your gimel is to be moitzi mechal shuma. There's such a thing, it's not called here. Okay, but you need both. But you need both. So Kivega says, where's the Magen Avraham get this distinction, this chilk between the Reis and the Rabbanon? So to Kivega, that's how he learns the Gemara in Nida, Dafman Rav, that we said. The Gemara is Mechalek between me and Echlitza. That's a me and with Semech HaChazaka D'Rava. The chalitza, we're not saying machar chazaka gav. What's the chilek? So that's how the Magen is learning. Mi'un is the Rabbanan. That's what the Gemara is saying. For all din with the Rabbanan, like mi'un, we are saying machar chazaka gav. That when you reach 12 years old, we assume chazaka shehevia simaneha, that she's a gedola. But for chalitza, if you had a case of chalitza, a man dies without children, the wife falls to yibam. She has to, the brother of the person that was nifta has to be miyabim her or do chalitza. So for chalitza, that's the raisa. Right now she's avam l'shuk. She's shemeres yavam. It's a lot of the raisa. It's asking the raisa to get married. So for that, the raisa, you're not semachar chazak the rabba. And that's who the Magen Avraham learns it for all these other halachas, that they cannot write safras and they cannot do be maitzit on bechazam
adam. Maybe that's what we're going by. She's not a
gedolah,
it's not the
raisa,
because it's not
the kedushin of the raisa. No, she's the... Unless the father was makapa kedushin. So it's the
kedushin
of the raisa.
Oh, so it's talking about a different case.
Uh-huh. It's such a case. We're talking about kedushin of the raisa. Right, right.
I couldn't understand the gemara.
The chalitza will be a case, that, well, according to Magen Avraham, at least. But the Magen Avraham is making it sound so partial either. You're right, you have a good point. But the way the Kiryat is in the Magen Avraham, the Magen Avraham is saying the Chilk is the Reis of the Rabbanon, you would have to have a case of Chilk to the Reis, it has to be a case of Chilk to the Reis. And you're right, you said, how do you have a case of Chilk to the Reis? We wish you an issue to the Reis, so we're father's Makadisha. It won't be a case of, the case of Mean will be by Yisayman, the case of Chilk will be by Nadi Yisayman. Right, very good.
If the kedushin was made by the mother of the brother,
yes,
and now she turns 12, is what's the status for kedushin then? If she's, it's one day after she's 12 and she's living with this man, does her kedushin?
Yes, becomes the right thing.
Then goes to them too.
Yes.
So then it could be this case.
Okay, yeah, I'm here. Okay.
No. Or is it? No, because the verse says Yimachma. If Yimachma, that means Yinaman, that she didn't become a Gedalah. She didn't become a Gedalah, so then it's not you can't have it both ways. You can't tell me that it's Midiraisa. You have to talk about Kedushin Tan over here. Otherwise, it's not Midiraisa.
So, do we have to know what her status is?
So,
I guess you'd be Chosha both ways.
Because maybe she's still a Gedalah.
If
you never know that she's still a Gitana, so then she, you can't have both ways. Either she's a Gitana, or she's a Gitana, then she doesn't have a position there either.
Okay, but I'll compare her with Chris Magen. At least
you can do it.
One way
is
that the father.
Right, so the more postulate case of the Gemara according to the way the Kareg is living in the Magen Avraham, the Chalit of the Reis will be the father of Makavisha. Now you want to do chalitza the raisa, you have to have shtei sa yini bedika. You cannot be semecha chazaka derava. Now the emes medaf hashen of this. So what's pshat the Magen Avraham? Why should there be a chilek between the rabbanan and the raisa? If we're going bus, if it's a chazaka derava is a chazaka. We always use chazakas by the raisa. The Gemara in Chulin says manon lan the chazaka the raisa. We always go by every suffix the raisa. We go bus a chazaka. So here also, we have a suffix deraisa. If the katana became a gedolah, not why don't we go bust a chazaka? We have a chazaka derava. Why should this chazaka be different than any chazaka? As a fact, the Pima Gadim. So the Pima Gadim says that three truths. One test Pima Gadim says is there's a taka miyat hamotzei. The sant, he says it's a miyat hamotzei. There's a big miyat that reach 12 years old and don't have shtei sayers. So therefore, chazal wa machmeh. That when it came to the raises, we're not semachan chazaka derava. Another territory the Prima Gadim says is that this is a suffix that's nishlan l'ruri, to be mevara. We have a klal, something if you're able to be mevara, you're not semachan chazaka or roiv. You should be mevara. When you semachan roiv and chazaka, when you cannot be mevara, or at least it's difficult to be mevara. It's difficult. But if it's easy to be mevara, you should be mevara. Yeah, that would be even been again during the Rabbanan also, right. So the Magen Avraham says, this is a little bit in between. It's not so easy to mevara this. The Prima Gadim says it's a busha for the cotton to be voidikim. It says, Kadeshim levashis a cotton, Chazal will make it by the Rabbanan, but it is considered Efshon Uvuri, it's a little bit in between. It is Efshon Uvuri, so therefore when it comes to the Raises, we tell you to be mevara it. That's the second Shan Magen Avraham. The third Shan Magen Avraham is, that over here we're dealing with a shayla of Shemes Yavam L'shok, which is similar to Arayis. What? The Pimbagam says this. He says also like the Kirega that the Magen Avraham is going on the Gemara Nida. And the Gemara, in the case of Chalitza at least, we're dealing with Shemesh Yavam L'shok, which is an Inyan of Arayis. It's not Chavi Krisis, but Chavi Lavan. When someone falls to Yavam Chalitza, she's also L'shok, she's also to anyone else. It's an Inyan of Arayis. When it comes to Inyan of Arayis, because I'm going to mashbe before Makel on this kind of Arayis, we first have to be Vaidik and make sure she's G'dayna. Now, here's the question on this. This will only be a test for the Gemara. It won't be a test for all the Raises.
It won't be a test for all the Raises.
You're right. It's only be a test for having not the Gemara, at least. Yeah, you have to see if he's very kids to the Pima Godam, but he does throw the sin. I guess he's only answering for the Gemara, maybe not for all the Pima Godam's Hashvoyas, everywhere he compares it to. But at least for the Gemara's case, the reason why Chalitza the Raisa will more machme is because Chalitza is a Shang of Shemes Yavam, which is a Shang of Arayis. And therefore, we're more machmir that they have to be deacon. I'll be saying from Chazak of the Rabbah. So, how should we hash on this from the Gemara in Yivamas, Daf Kuf Yubayz? The Gemara says over there that, let's say, there's, in the times of the Gemara, people have more than one wife. Someone had a number of wives. The halacha is, when you do Yivam Machlitza on one wife, all the tsaris, the called tsaris, all the other wives become mutl l'shok. So, the Gemara says, let's say the Yavam comes, he chooses one of the women, one of the wives, to be Miyavam, takes her home. And the Gemara says, 30 days later, they come back and they say that he was not Miyavim yet, they didn't do Chalitza yet. And the woman agrees. She says, also, he was not Miyavim, they did not do Chalitza. The Gemara says, all the other tzaras are mutta anyway. It's Chazaka Shabbalah. If he took one of them home, it's already 30 days, the Shayin Tosfos talks about that it might be 3 days, or the other side of the Gemara is 30 days. If the 30 days, it's Chazaka Shabbalah. And all the other tzaras are mutta l'shok. So you see from that Gemara that was Semech on Chazaka, this Chazaka Shabbala to be Matia Shemeres Yavam L'shok. So what is different than what the Pima Gadol is saying, that because of the Chayim of Shemeres Yavam, they weren't Semech on Chazaka the Rabba. Because it's Shukot Tzorechian. Rabak upon him, this is the Magen Avraham Shita. The Magen Avraham Shita is, when he's Semech on Chazaka the Rabba, for a boy where he uses a mitzvah, what do we look at him like a gadol? Only been a geir de rabbanon for davening, for tefillah, for joining a minyan, for daven for amid. Been a geir anything deraisa, but not some like writing sefer Torah tefillah mezuzas. We're not some machal chazaka de rava, and that's how he learns the gemara nida. That's chum between me and a chalitza. And the Kivega writes, it was a ma'aseh shahoya. A sefer came to his shtar at the time he was young, when his first rabbanus when he was rov in Friedland before Persian. Sefer came to Shtat, and he was a Sefer Mumchus, Kivega calls him, and he came with his son. His son, and the Sefer said that it said his son was 16 years old. And this son was helping the Sefer in Safis. He used to have him help him in Safis. And the Kivega right away came and was Mocha. He looked at the boy, and he says, it was not in Nismanai's Keno. His beard wasn't growing yet. I don't know, you say he's 16, but his beard is not growing yet. And he said, he cannot be a Sefer. He's filling a Nakosha. So the Rav said that, you know, I've been traveling to many cities till now, and I've been by many Rabbanim, and everybody knows I do this, and no one complained. My son's bar mitzvah, no one complained. So Kirigah took out a Magen Avraham, he writes. So Kirigah said, I showed him Beferish, the Magen Avraham, the Malamates, that the Yom saw today. It says Beferish, that this you're not going to focus on the Rav of the Safras. But then the Kirigah wants to see Mitzah that, you know, maybe there is a Tzad to things on the Magen Avraham. He says, the whole mock of the Magen Avraham is this Gemara in Nida. That's machal between Mian and Chalitza. So after Kivega, the Magen Avraham is learning the chiluk is that Mian is the Rabbanon and Chalitza is the Raisa. But maybe there's another chiluk. Maybe it has nothing to do with the Raisa and the Rabbanon. Maybe the chiluk is Chalitza, there's a Cheskas Issa. She was Becheskas, so she's also Meshuk. So maybe in the gay, when you have a Cheskas Issa, that's when you have Semach and Chazaka the Rabba, because it's Chazaka can make a Chazaka. That's why you're not chasem achan chazaka d'rava. Mian is not connected to chazaka. Taket, you're trying to keep a becheskas kedushin d'rabanan. It's not connected to chazaka. So maybe there's no chilk in the right d'rabanan. Maybe you're chasem achan chazaka d'rava side by the right side d'rabanan. The chilk is, you're not chasem achan chazaka d'rava, but mokam cheskas issa. When she was muchzik to be awesome, when you shook that, and you have a suffix now, if this chalitza was good, if she was a gedayon, if she was able to do chalitza, that's when you're not chasem achan chazaka d'rava. Oh, so Mizu Vekivega will come out, but Safas, there is no Cheskasissa. And we're not making a difference between the Reis of the Bonans. Vekivega, he could be a, he could help the Seifa do it.
Something that you don't have is not Cheskasissa.
You're
making Kosher
Seifa
until now,
it was not. But that's not, it's not Cheskasissa. But so we come. Kivega does say a different shayla. But this is a cheskas chiyev. That maybe that's what you mean. A person has a cheskas. He's mechuyet for on tefillin today, and he's putting on these tefillin that the mitzvah boy wrote. And it's a suffix of these tefillin kosher now. Was it written by a gadol or by a katan? And you want to be semach on chazaka the rav, but that was written by a gadol. But you have a cheskas chiyev. So maybe on kegin the chazaka the rav, you have a cheskas chiyev, and you want yetzi yechiyev. But the Kriyaka says that this musig of a cheskas chiyev we don't find anywhere. All of the Shas and Rishonim, when they talk about cheskas issa, kaseyah, we always have the musig of cheskas issa, we never find the musig of a cheskas chiyev. But you have a cheskas, you're mechuyev to do something, and you're not sure if you're yetzi or not. We don't find this musig. Even on mechuyev, it's the same thing. It is a chazaka. What's the other side? I was a kireg is mesupa because there's such a thing as a cheskas chiyev. If you say there's such a thing as a cheskas chiyev, then the cotton won't be good even for a tefillin or not.
You
want to
call something a cheskas en shchut? En shchut is it's worse than if you go from Eben Hachan to the Bebel, because the chazaka en shchut in the tzitz, it's not shchut.
Yeah, that's the figure machzik and miss and
issa. Yeah. So maybe
that's also because
both.
Maybe enishut is
enishut.
That you be looking at the chepsa of the cloth. I mean.
Yeah, it's not
kosher. You never done on the cloth. The chazaka only come. You only clear chazaka when the shayla comes up. There was no shayin on the cloth for the tefillin. The shayin was maybe on the gavra. The gavra did. I have a chiyuv for on tefillin. I'm super if I was used to tefillin with what I put on. On the gavra, you have a shayin on cheskas chiyuv. But the figure clears, there's such a thing as a cheskas chiyuv. And the emes, the Noyi Behuda says the same shtickle as the Kvega. Noyi Behuda in the Madur Sinyon, Simon Aleph, clears the same shayin that maybe pshad in the Gemara and either is not like the Magen Avraham. Maybe it's not a chiyuv between Reis Rabbanim. Maybe the whole nafkamin is benegei cheskas issa or not. And the Nabi Yehuda wants to say that if it's only telling Chesed, then a cotton could write Sefer Teretz and Mezuzos. And the Nabi Yehuda doesn't mention the Shayon Chesed Chiyev. It's mashma, the Nabi Yehuda didn't even hold the whole Shayon Chesed Chiyev. There's no such thing, because we don't find such a thing as Chesed Chiyev. So according to the Nabi Yehuda, he's mitzvah that the Safis would be good. From a Ben Yugim also. I was thinking that the Kveg, if you look in the Tshuvas, he brings the Nevi Yehuda Kseir, he always brings down every Nevi Yehuda. This Nevi Yehuda he doesn't bring down. I think it's because this Tshuva that Kveg wrote when he was younger. He wrote when he was in Friedland, he writes when he was in his first Rabbanus, when he was younger. Maybe when he was younger, he didn't have the Sefer yet. Maybe the Sefer didn't come out yet, the Nevi Yehuda. But in the later Tshuvas, when he was older, that's where he brings down the Nevi Yehuda Kseir. But Akapanim, these are the two sheets that we have. The Magen Avraham holds the chiluk of when you semach on chazaka d'rava is by the rice, by the rabbanon, any din of rabbanon. But it's the rice, not semach on chazaka d'rava. And according to the Kireg and the Rebbe Yehuda, it's not telling if it's the rice of the rabbanon. It's telling if it's a cheskas issa or not. Even if it's the rice, but if there's no cheskas issa, you will be semach on chazaka d'rava. Well, the Kireg at the end is very shtak and specific about cheskas chiyev. About cheskas chiyev. So that will take off a lot of these Ethereum. For example, most of these cases, you have anyway Shayam Cheskas Chiyev. So it won't help anyway. If, for example, Bechat Muslim, you have a Cheskas Chiyev. So it won't help anyway. But according to Nabi Yehuda, that doesn't reckon with Cheskas Chiyev. He just says, as long as there's no Cheskas Issa, you can be Semech on Chazak Rava. He seems to want to say it La Halacha even, to make it. But you have to be Machman like the Magen Avraham. But the emes is, according to the Kivega and the Nevi Yehuda, will come out of Chumra also. The Kivega and the Nevi Yehuda are coming to be Mekel. They're coming to say that just because it's the Raisa doesn't mean you can't use Chazaka D'Rava. If there's no Cheskas Issa, you could be some Chazaka D'Rava. But it'll come out of Chumra also. What about if it's a Dindra Abana which has a Cheskas Issa? According to Magen Avraham, the whole Deen is just whether it's the Raisa D'Rabanan. If it's the Abana, it's Semach HaChazaka D'Rava. But according to B'Kveige, even if it's Rabbonin, if there will be a Cheskas Issa, then you have to be Machmir, not to be Simach Chazak of the Rabbi, even by the Rabbonin. And I was thinking there will be enough communion in this, when they get a Shayin of Tfilas Kalim. There's a halacha in your day, it's Simach Chav. The halacha says that halacha, a cotton could do Tfilas Kalim. You don't need das for Tfilas Kalim. It's not like Tfilas Anoshim. It's a halacha by Tfilas of people, of men and women, you have to have das, the Gemara in Chulim says. But Tfilas Kalim, you don't need das. The cotton can be table. The problem is about Nemonis. Can a mother send her son go to the Kalim Mikveh and be table these Kalim? That's the cotton could be table. When he comes home and says, I was table, how do you believe him? The whole reason why you believe someone that he was table is midin eirechanam visurim. But to be an aid, you have to be a gavol. And if the boy's a cotton, Shulchan Aruch says the Feirish, he's not nemon that he was table. Like you bring it home even wet and everything, but you don't know when he was table in the mikveh, he's not nemon to say he was table kalim. Zeishtet in Shulchan Aruch. The Prima Gadam says, what about a cotton shegiyah chashnais, about a boy who's about mitzvah, 13 years old, and it's not in Smiley's Canaanite? Can a mother send him out to be table kalim? Can he come and see, believe? Is he in that manas? So, Dr. Prima Gadam, he mentions again the Magen Avraham in many places. Magen Avraham always says, the call is, if it's a shayin of their isa, you're not saying a chazaka derava. Ben Yigimel is not considered a gadol. So, Dr. Prima Gadam, the same thing over here. Tfilas kalim, according to Rav Paiskim, is midir isa. So if you send a boy out with a kid, he's a shayin of the raisa, if it was tavol or not, he's not neman. Even a 13-year-old boy, and it's not as small as a kenai. But then the premium says, what about if you send him to be tavol glass kalim. Glass kalim was only the rabbanim. The raisa, the only kalim that needs to be as kalim, even when the sheet says the raisa, is kli machas, metal kalim. Kli cheres, earthenware, does not need. We're going to have from chlamydian. Earthenware does not need tefillah mikveh. Now glass, we know, is blown from sand. It's made from sand. Glass is basically a kli cheres. Of a chazal made it in drabonon, that even the ones that hold that tefillah mikveh was deraisa, but glass, they said, is similar to metal because it's smooth. Since glass is smooth like metal, they made it there, you shouldn't come to make a mistake, and they made drabonon. Oh, so can you send the cotton out to be type of glass? Dr. Pimagum, that you could send them. He could come home with the glasses and he could say that he was table with them and he's neman, because that's only the Rabbanan. And the Rabbanan was semech and chazak of the Rabba.
What about ages? What about giving aid after the Messiah? He's an aid?
That's why he's neman, because they're
Rabbanan.
So
the right
thing
that he's being made? The time the thing is being made? I was going to say, isn't that din of aid is the right? That's what I was going to say. And if you could say, yes, the aid is the right. The fact that aid after the Messiah, whatever it means to be an aid, that's the right.
How does
it help
with
the
Indian?
Because
the you go by the final Nafkamina. You only final Nafkamina is the Rabbanan, so you will believe. So that's the Prima Gadam. But I was thinking, this Prima Gadam is going like the Magen Avraham Shita. The whole Chalk is the Reis of the Rabbanan. And to be Tevil Kli Schuchas, to be Tevil Glias, is only the Rabbanan. That you ask him a chazak of the rabbi, but according to the Kveiga and according to the Behuda, it's not a shayin of the straight rabbana. The whole question is if it's a cheskasissa or not. Over here in Lachayr, you have a cheskasissa. on these klis ruches, it was becheskas that wasn't tavel that he wasn't tavel with yet. So you have a cheskasissa. So even though it's rabbana, the cotton should not be nemon that he was tavel the klis ruches also not. So come out according to the Kveiga, you cannot send a mitzvah bracha to have a glass either.
Yeah.
Right, I'm saying.
Can you say something about the Kulovis? Why can't you say something about the
Kulovis? Ah, that's not bad. But Makom Chazaka, it's not a Suffolk. If you have a Cheskasissa, not by Cheskasissa, no, it's by Shudder Suffolk. And Lamai, you want to be Simach Chazaka the Rava. So the...
I suffered brothers,
you don't see...
So
that's always because, you know, there's a brother, Shayna Brachot, that's the Kivege, the Masha, and Brachot of Yubayz about the Shayla. You wouldn't say Suffolk Durban al Hakal here, but it's a Cheskas Issa. And to be Semach Chazak Durab, you also cannot be Semach Ham, because it's a Cheskas Issa. But I saw that there's a Beis Hillel's and the Achrinim on Yodea, and the Achashokhan brings that also. The Achashokhan says that he wants to declare, is Tfinus Kelim Mashanav an Issa or a Mitzvah? And the Achrenim want to say that Tfinus Kelim is not an Issa B'chal. Tfinus Kelim is a Mitzvah. And they bring a raya, it's not really a raya, but just like a shtickle dugma, they say that if you eat from a keli that you're not tayel, it's not asa. If you cook something in a keli that wasn't, the tafshel doesn't become asa. There's a mitzvah to do tefillin keli, but it's not an issa. So if it's only a mitzvah, then you don't have a cheskes issa over here. But it's not called the shem issa, it's called the shem mitzvah. It's called a mitzvah. It's a meila. Going back to the Shaila, so the cotton, if according to Magen Avraham, the cotton will be neman on Kli Yisruchas because it's only Shaila Darbanan. By old Darbanan, the cotton is neman. And even according to Bikvega and the Navi Yehuda, the problem is only if it's a Chesed Issa. But if you don't look at Tfinus Kelim like a Dava Issa, if you look at Tfinus Kelim like a Dva Mitzvah, then it's not a Shaila of Cheskas Issa. It's only, according to Mikvege, they had a Chakir, maybe Cheskas Chiv is also like Cheskas Issa, you'll be back to the problem. Because you have a Cheskas Chiv to do this mitzvah of Tfinus Kelim. And you're not sure if you're Yetzer or not, and so then you won't be Semach Chazak Adarav. According to Nebu Yudu, you'll be Semach Chazak Adarav.
Okay,
right, the Prima Gadol Paskins you can. Prima Gadol says you can send a boy to be Tevel Kli Shuchas because he's going like the Magen Avraham. He's going with the Magen Avraham that is only Stabon, but according to what we're saying, what?
Under
Bar Mitzvah? No, Bar Mitzvah.
I have to be Bar Mitzvah too.
Yeah, then if he's under Bar Mitzvah, he's definitely not Neman to say he was Tevel. Even there are Abonans. But if he's Bar Mitzvah and it's Lame Spangas Kena and you want to rely on Chazak of the Rava to look at him like a Gadol, so since it's only the Rabbanan, you can't rely on him. As I stand, Prima Gadol. The Shaila is, what about according to Bikivega and Nevi Yehuda that they come out with a Chumra also? Their Svara that you don't go by the rights of the Rabbanan, you go by Cheskas Issa, will come out to a Chumra also. Over here, even if it's the Rabbanan, but there's a Cheskas Issa. And even if it's only a Shang of the Mitzvah, you have the Shang of Cheskas Chiyiv. Just to end off, there's two other nafkaminas that are pretty common with the Shaila. One I saw Rav Shlomo Lubin in Yeshiva, when the Meir in Yeshiva was Meir. He was by baking matzahs with a chabura, and there was a boy, I think he said the boy was about 15 years old, and he wanted to pour the water into the flour to make the matzah. Hashem mitzvahs matzah. We know we do all the matzahs, Hashem mitzvahs matzah, so we can use them for matzahs mitzvah, which has to be in Lashma. And Hashem Lubin stopped him, he looked at him, he said, you know, his beard is not growing. And the boy claimed, I'm bar mitzvah, I could do it. And Hashem Lubin had explained to him, it's not so poshut. That just because the boy is bar mitzvah, doesn't mean that he's a gold of it when it comes to the rices. And obviously they didn't want to do bedika, they didn't want to check him. So that's another shayla. If a bacha that age, who's bar mitzvah, who learned his mom's kena, if he could do, be involved with baking the matzahs. It's a big shayla. Again, according to the Magen Avraham, he's a chanat because it's a deraisa. According to Bikvega, it's not so, even by deraisa, we ask him a chazaka deraba, we say that chazaka shevi samanim, it's only can I get cheskas issa or not. Over here, there's no cheskas issa, but here we have the shayla on cheskas chiyav.
Why did you watch it? If you watch it, it's a big shimmer.
It's in Shema, but it's in Shema on the Maisa. You should do the Maisa with the Shema Shaleach Mitzena.
You watch it, you see that
it's not hard. So can you let a guy do it? We don't let a guy do it.
Yes.
He's right. It's a mistake people make. People think that you actually have to do the action L'shem Mitzvah. It's not. You have to be Shema Shaleach Mitzen on L'shem Mitzvah. You're watching it. It should not become Chametz. But watching it is in the Maisa also. But even Shema, I think
it's a story.
No, but Shema also goes on the Maisa. The Maisa has to be done with the Shema, Shaleach Mitzena.
So then you can do it. You can watch it.
No, but he's doing the Maisa. You know what I'm saying? The Maisa.
How do you know that?
There's a big taz on it. There's a big taz on it. He'll say something exactly together, Shema. I'm pretty sure that works. But that's at least the Shaila. Another more famous one on Shaila is about Kriyas HaTorah. If you have a bachah, a mitzvah bachah, and he's, let's say, the Balkaria a whole year, that's not a big problem, because Kriyas HaTorah is the Abonon, and with the Abonon, with same Mechon Chazaka the Rava, and there's no Cheskas Issa, maybe Kriyas HaTorah will be a Shaila a whole year, but you have a Cheskas Chiv. Tziba is a Cheskas Chiv in Kriyas HaTorah, and you're not sure if he was a Gadol or not, maybe it is a Shaila a whole year. But Akoponim, the more common shayla is by Pasha Zoch and Pasha Tzpar. And Shulchan Aruch says, Yeshem and Pasha Zoch and Pasha Tzpar is their item. So let's say you have a Bakaya who's Bar Mitzvah a whole year, he wants to learn that week also, Pasha Tzpar, Pasha Zoch. Or more common shayla is if he has Bar Mitzvah that week. His Bar Mitzvah that week and the Bacha wants to learn, it happens, the Bacha wants to learn his Machpir, the Aliyah he's getting. So according to the Magen Avraham, it would be a problem if you, because since Yeshem is Deraisa, you're not Semach HaChazak HaDu'Ava for Deraisa. According to B'Kveig and the Levi Yehuda, that's Tonya Cheskes Issa, it wouldn't be a problem, because there's no Cheskes Issa over here, except according to B'Kveig's Mitzadah, the Cheskes Chiv is also like a Cheskes Issa, so by the way, you'd have a problem. Another Shaila, which is another Chutz B'Kveig, talks about is about Hataras Nedarim. Someone makes a nether and he wants to mat the nether, can a cotton be one of the bezden? No, I'm sorry, can a bar mitzvah be part of the bezden to mat the nether? So to be Kvega, no. Kvega says that's zicha deraisa. Hataras Nedarim is deraisa. For deraisa, you cannot be semachan chazaka deraba. The Kvega doesn't talk about this chayu will be the same thing as Rosh Hashanah. I was always wondering, the Engel is not really, I don't think, makbet on this. People aren't so careful. Sometimes they'll take a bar mitzvah bacha, find a bacha to be part of the bezin. It's really not so pashut. The bacha who's that age, he's bar mitzvah, but it's not as long as a kina yet. It's a bit of a problem. He should not be part of the bezin. And they shouldn't. I don't think they. Yeah. Okay. But Kriyega says it's befeish. This is a different seminar in Gimel. He says not to use a bar mitzvah bacha for part of the bezin. And what about for the bacha himself? I was thinking, how is he Mati Neder? Can he be mistar for the group of other mitzvah bachrim? Well, not, because if he sits down with a group of four mitzvah bachrim sit down together to be Mati Neder, maybe the one who's being shoyl is a gadol, and the three that are sitting, or one of the three that are sitting, is not a gadol yet. The chayyur, at that age, when he's bar mitzvah, until it's as long as Kenai, he's going to have to ask a favor from three people who aren't as long as Kenai, who are Vada Gedalim, that they should be Mati Nez to him, and he cannot be part of the Bezin to be Mati them. At that age, he has to be something to be Mati them, and he cannot be part of the Bezin to be Mati them. But in Chayr, the Vast not knowing this.
He's telling that flaw, and even a 12-year-old
who knows what
he's doing, so it's
that
flaw. So
should he
tell him that also?
Mati?
Boss?
You
can make
it. No, it's not the same thing.
No,
it's not the same thing.
You're right. It's not the same thing.
Yeah, Bezin part is in Hilchus Bezin. Hilchus Bezin.